This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Supreme Court is set to hand down key decisions this morning that could address student debt relief, affirmative action, and federal election laws. The court is entering its last week of the summer session with 10 cases pending. They also include a case over First Amendment rights versus LGBTQ rights out of Colorado, where Designer argues a state law requiring her to serve LGBTQ customers violates her religious beliefs. The justices could announce at any time whether they'll take up several high-profile cases, including racial discrimination, guns, and qualified immunity. Decisions are expected at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Biden administration says it has no plans in getting involved in internal Russian matters. That's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters yesterday following the Wagner Group's armed rebellion against Russia. Kirby stressed that U.S. and NATO allies had no part in the matter, adding it's too early to speculate on what happens next. The private military group that's been fighting in Ukraine turned against the Russian Defense Ministry over the weekend. The head of the group, however, ordered his forces to stop their advances towards Moscow. The judge overseeing presidential candidate Donald Trump's federal criminal case related to the handling of classified materials has a pretrial hearing date. Court papers filed Monday show that Judge Eileen Cannon scheduled the hearing for July 14th in Fort Pierce, Florida. It'll focus on how the classified documents will be handled. Trump and his co-defendants are not required to be present. Meantime, the judge also denied a request from special counsel Jack Smith to keep secret a list of more than 80 potential witnesses. Today is National Sunglasses Day. Grab your best sunglasses and make your statement. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bringing the Internet to everyone is the goal of a program announced by the White House yesterday.
President Biden has unveiled a plan to enhance Internet connectivity nationwide.
For around 24 million Americans across this country, there's no high-speed Internet. And for millions more, the Internet connection is limited or unreliable.
The reasons for limited access include affordability constraints and residing in communities without fiber optic connections. The White House is allocating more than $40 billion for the Internet expansion program. I'm John Schaefer.
More leaked documents against presidential candidate Donald Trump have been given to the media.
CNN aired a copy of the audio recording Monday. It's a meeting where the former president discusses holding secret documents he did not declassify. While talking to a staffer in New Jersey after leaving office, Trump seems to indicate he was holding a Pentagon document with plans to attack Iran, saying, quote, "These are the papers." He also referred to the document as secret information. I'm Ryan Daniels.
FBI Director Christopher Wray, his agency under intense scrutiny by lawmakers for allegedly being biased against Republicans, is scheduled to testify in front of the House Judiciary Committee on July 12th. The hearing is set during the week Congress returns from its July 4th recess. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, that's our battle, okay, to get this country back on track. One patriot at a time, and thank you for joining in. A little alteration you may notice this morning in our normal schedule. Normally Jeff is on the first hour, but we had to adjust some things because of the opportunity to talk with Carrie Lake about her new book. I'll tell you, she brought to mind the importance of leadership and the challenge that we have, I think, just as a people, as humanoids, in following the right leaders. And as I mentioned, Jeff Kemp joins us now, and I want to talk to Jeff about, in terms of leaders, we need to understand the difference between a real leader and a false leader. You know, what is legitimate versus what's counterfeit, and how do you tell the difference? I mean, whether it's a leader or anything that has to do with our daily lives, your faith, what is real? I mean, we're warned in the Word of God that there will be that time that even God's elect will be fooled and deceived. So what does that tell you? Jeff Kemp, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, thoughtful. I think thoughtful lately because of all that we're seeing that's happening in our culture. I think it's a good time. I'm very hopeful about it all, Jeff, because I believe we need to learn from this experience on how we should, choose our leaders, how we should be good followers, how we should remain connected to the vine. Jesus said that if you're not connected to the vine, you can't do anything. You're bupkis, right? So we have to stay connected to the vine. It's so important for us. If we're connected to the vine, then we're going to be wise. We're going to make wiser decisions because the Holy Spirit is leading us. So I'm encouraged. I think by all this stuff, I mean, people are freaking out, and I get that. It is disturbing. But, we need to pause for just a moment, take a step back and have that Salem moment to ask God, okay, God, what am I to learn here? What in this season that's happening right now in this month of crazy June, and we've got, crazy nuns all over the place and whatever, all the crazy exposition that's going on. What is my takeaway? What is it that you want me to know right now?
I'm thinking that what's more obvious than ever before is that God is a God of relationship and truth. Mm. And the devil, God's enemy, is a God of division, deception, and lies. Mm. And lies and deception end up damaging relationships. You can kind of think of maybe the free love movement. That mm-hmm. we can separate sex and the word love in its deepest meaning, from covenant, commitment, and lifelong trust, which, of course, I'm describing the word marriage, which is design, right? And when you separate things from design, then the consequences go bad.
Exactly.
And when the consequences go bad, for a while, people spin. We have a ton of spinning going on in society today, denying that the consequences are bad from various kind of Bible-rejecting, God-rejecting, morality and ethics-rejecting approaches. But eventually, gravity proves true. You know, you drop a rock and it hits the ground, and if it dropped close enough to your foot, it hits your foot, and that reality wakes you up. So I think there will be some degree of waking up to reality as many of these social experiments fail. It's damaging relationships. It's making our lives less peaceful. It's certainly hurting children. We've seen the decay of marriage and fatherhood and family. We're even seeing now the decay of motherhood, where moms are so poorly fathered and are trained to be so selfish that they're not carrying out the maternal instinct as mothers have throughout history. And that's not saying a woman is only a mother. Women can run companies, go to the, you know, to the moon and back, you know, invent new technology, you know, write great music. But women are also amazingly capable by design of nurturing. And we're running away from design. And, you know, when you run away from design, you face the consequences. That kind of is the difference between what's real and what's fake, what's authentic and what's counterfeit.
Exactly. And this is why what you're saying, Jeff, is that we'll all hit bumps in the road. I mean, this isn't new. I mean, this is the life experience. But you've got to know what to do and who to run to when you find yourself in these stress points. When you know, it's like, okay, God's infrastructure is, in a sense, it's talking to you. God has established you, has established everything around you. I mean, he said, go forth, be fruitful, and multiply. Why would he tell you to do that if you didn't have the goods to make that happen? I mean, God himself is telling you this, Jeff. I mean, you as a dad, you wouldn't tell your kid, hey, go out and do something if you knew your kid was going to fail, because he wasn't wired to do that. But you know, if he's wired and you see his talent and his giftings, you go, hey, I'm going to put my child, who I love with all my heart and soul, in front of those opportunities where he can be most successful, right?
Yep. And,
okay,
know,
so if we'll do that, how much more and how much better is God going to do that for each of us?
Well, I think there is a distinction, though. If a dad just sends a kid off to school and says, you can do math, you can do sports, you can do science, go do it, and never helps him with his homework, or never feeds him, or never gets him to bed in time to have sleep so that he's fresh when he gets to school, the capability is not there. So the dad plays a role in giving the capability. But in this case, God tells us what to do. But in the end of the day, to be loving, to be truthful, to be kind, to be forgiving, to be honest, to be pure, we really were going to screw that one up because we're all, you know, fallen sinners. But God says this, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And Jesus said, I can do nothing apart from my Father. That's why what you were saying earlier is abide in the vine. Stay connected to God. He gives you instructions. But he will be the power, the strength, the wisdom, the guidance, the truth through the Holy Spirit, keeping you on track and helping empower you to do it. I think America has developed so many resources on our own that we don't look to God as the ultimate source. We try to handle things on our own until we're in trouble, and then we run to him. That's kind of like the fire department. No. We need to be connected to God every single day. Just like that electrical power supply is coming into our house every day. We're constantly connected.
Well, this is why we're so vulnerable to deception, Jeff, to your point, right? Because if you're not connected to God, you're going to be easily fooled. You may think you know better, but look what's happening. Perfect case in point is what's happening in our culture today. How much deception is happening, Jeff? We got 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
You know, Jesus said that even the demons believe in God, But the key is, do we have faith in God? And if we have faith in God, we'll be protected from deception. And deception is the enemy's main strategy. So stay in the Word of God. Stay prayerful. Stay humble. And keep living for the bigger kingdom, and that'll help protect the smaller kingdom of your life and America.
Thank you, Jeff Kemp. You're awesome. God bless.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Well, did you hear that story of Sammy Burko, that young teenage boy from Missouri City, Texas? He goes to a rock climbing gym where he suffers a cardiac arrest and dies. He was climbing to the top of the wall, rang the bell as he was told, and suddenly his body goes limp. Looked like he was either playing around or passed out. The people weren't sure what to make of it, but they realized he was unresponsive, and they lowered him slowly and began to administer CPR for 2 hours before telling his mom, Jennifer, he's gone. Well, Jennifer and his dad started talking to him, just telling him how much I love him. She said, sorry that we didn't know how to save him. And suddenly, as she started praying, her husband noticed that their son was moving. They called the EMTs back, and they were able to revive him. You know, sometimes it's not necessary to understand as much as it is by faith to know that no human being saved this young man, but God himself, who answered the prayers of a mother who believed and is grateful to be holding her son who was brought back to life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is time for us to go to Sam's Corner. You know, if you check out BillMartinezShow.com, go to Sam's Corner, and you get all the great news. I mean, you know, that's uplifting, that'll encourage you. Kind of like Carrie Lake's new book. I hope you enjoyed that interview. It was fun for me. It just didn't last long enough. that was part of the problem. I mean, she's just a fascinating woman and a great history. And of course, I think she is a force to contend with down the road. And God bless her for her, for her fortitude, you know, to resist this canceling nature and the political powers that exist today in our country that are so counter our Constitution. And, and I believe, as Liz Peek said earlier, that America is beginning to wake up to the truth. This isn't about a political party, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't about the Democrats or the Republicans. If you're hearing that, we got to just liberate ourselves from that, from those shackles, because those shackles are what are limiting our potential here. It's about we the people. It's about the Constitution. Like Jeff Kemp said, we got to get back to first principles. Look, we've lost our way. We know it's crazy and it's chaotic and everything, but that's what happens when you make a series of mistakes and you find yourself in a ditch. You got to figure out, okay, wait a minute. Let's retrace our steps here, get back to first principles, and then we can get this country back on track. And so we're grateful, meanwhile, for Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, because she encourages us. So when it looks all bleak and everything, then she's got nothing but good news to share with us. So we always appreciate her coming on the show to tell us about all these great things that are happening outside of our, immediate zip codes. Right, Sam?
Yeah, that's right. There's great stuff happening all over the world. And, here in the United States, that's where like most of our stories take place. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing how often. But,
Paxton just wants to say good morning. Good morning, Paxton.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, we hear you, Pax. It's okay. Welcome to the show, you and Mommy. It's okay. All right, okay. Let's talk about the incredible turn of events in this one community that saved this little girl's birthday.
That's right. So Willow was having her birthday party, and her mom, Lex Fitzgerald, was starting to realize, even though a lot of her friends had RSVP'd, it looked like nobody was going to show up. So they had rented this big place, this big area. All these tables were decorated with all the toys and everything that you would normally do for a child's birthday party. And so she realized nobody was going to show up, and she's just like, the thought of your child having a birthday party and nobody coming, that's heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And so she decides to put out what she called a bat signal of sorts. She actually posted on her local Facebook page, and she said, if anybody is not busy right now, my daughter's having her first and maybe her last birthday party, and, we would really appreciate it if you just came out. So she never tells her daughter what's going on. She just puts out this message. And
this is like what, hours, just hours? Just hours before
the event? No, they're at the birthday party.
They're at the birthday party. Okay, wow, that is a bad signal. Right, okay.
Yes, so this is like panic mode, and within 15 minutes she said people started showing up. I don't know how these moms do it, but somehow they show up with presents and balloons. Mm-hmm. And you look, and she ends up with the whole place was full. She said every table was full. And, and she has a pile of presents that are beautifully decorated and balloons. I don't know how this community came together that quickly. I'm wondering if this community is full of the most prepared moms of all time.
I'll tell you, today's moms seem to be that way. Let me tell you, my daughter-in-law in California, my daughter in Hawaii, it's amazing. They have this network, this motherhood network. They all work together. They're all technologically savvy. They're, texting one another. Oh, pick up my child. I'll pick up your child. I mean, all this stuff that goes on, it's quite the brilliant network of moms helping moms and with the kids, particularly in Hawaii. I mean, a kid, when you're born in Hawaii, you don't have just one parent. The whole community is your parents, so you don't mess up, because if you mess up, you've got aunties and uncles nearby that are going to be right there and square you away real quick. It's an interesting dynamic how that works. So yeah, it's phenomenal. So here she is, and they all show up, and you save the little girl's birthday. How cool is that?
They staged a little girl's birthday, and I wonder if they're going to end up doing it again next year for her birthday. It's just adorable.
And these moms, what do they do? I mean, these moms have presents already up in the cupboard somewhere that they, oh, come on, we're going to a birthday party. No, we got presents. Hey, moms, you know, you've got to be kidding me. This is amazing. Or they're on the way driving the kids to the birthday party, and they got the present in their lap, and they're wrapping the present as they get there. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
This must have kept presents in stock. I mean, I'm just like, I'm impressed with these moms, motivated to be that kind of mom myself. To make sure I can save the day if ever it needs saving. And, you know, you never, I'm sure that sometimes you forget that there's a birthday party that's tomorrow afternoon, and you need to make sure you're ready so you have some good presents in the cupboard.
How cool is that?
Great idea.
That's so awesome, man. It's causing everybody to get up their game. Dads, moms, everybody. Now we're all going to have presents in the cupboard for that last minute birthday call that, you know, with a bat signal out there. This next story is about a radio host that asked the internet to help find her mystery man. And sure enough, they delivered. What happened here? This is interesting.
That's right. So Natalie Jones, she's the host of Q102 in Cincinnati, Ohio. She went to the Railbird Festival in Lexington, Kentucky recently, and she ends up meeting this mystery guy. She meets him in line, and they're talking, and they hit it off, and he asks, you know, can I kiss you? And at first she said no, but it ends up happening anyway, one of those moments, and a random stranger takes a picture. And if you see this picture, it looks like something they posed for. It looks like they're a couple who's been together for a long time, but that was not the case. But anyway, so he gets whisked off by his friends, and, you know, before they know it, before they can exchange numbers or contact information, they've been separated, and she has no way of ever contacting this guy again except for this random stranger's picture of them. So
unbelievable.
Her peers at, you know, a Q102 decide, you know, you need to post and ask the community, you know, ask all your people if they can find this guy. They end up finding him. His name's Cole. He lives like 5 hours away.
Oh,
and
wow.
Her name's Natalie, and they're gonna they've been talking every day, and they're gonna meet up on July 4th, which I think is really cool. So, you know, the internet doing things out there for us.
They're gonna try kissing again, one more time, see if it sticks.
I know, see if it sticks.
But wow. I mean, hey, just you're sitting talking to somebody in the line, all of a sudden, hey, can I kiss you? And I mean, hey, you know, they say we don't have because we don't ask, and here it is, you know, so incredible.
That's right.
That's awesome. That's what they call kismet, I think. I'm just, you know, thinking. This next story is about a mom who's overwhelmed by a stranger's kind act to a daughter with cancer. But I'll tell you, anytime you do a kind act toward your child, you just can't help but be endeared to that person, right?
That's right. So Siobhan Vaughn, she was actually shopping in a mall in Sheffield in the United Kingdom, and her daughter, Indy, is actually undergoing cancer treatment. She's battling leukemia, and she's on her fifth round of chemotherapy. So they're at an Apple store, and a random stranger comes up to them, and he says, my son had cancer. I know how you're feeling. And he looked at Indy, and he's like, I've got something for you. And he pulls out 100 pounds, and, you know, he let them know that his son's been 10 years in remission. It gives them hope. So Siobhan and this random stranger, you know, are standing in the middle of the store, knowing how each other feels, and I think that was the part that really touched her. So they're both kind of bawling, and you know, it just became one of those moments that touched everybody that was there in the store. And this little girl, Indy, she used her 100 pounds. She felt rich. She went and got some makeup and stuff so that she could do her TikTok video, which I hope we all get to see. I wish her the best.
Well, about 30 seconds left here, Sam. And this last story is about a firefighter who ends up adopting a child that was left in a safe haven box. 20 seconds. Go ahead.
That's right. So down in Florida, in Ocala, Florida, this firefighter gets a notification in the middle of the night. He chose to remain unnamed, but he goes and looks in the safe haven baby box, and he said as soon as he saw this little girl, she locked eyes with him with her little bottle, and she was all wrapped up, and he
that was
locked
it.
Eyes with her, and he's just like, that's her. And,
the attorneys out there.
Here's the good news, girl. Thank you, Sam.
Joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra-smooth, ultra-powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't
set up. See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Launch and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is set to hand down key decisions this morning that could address student debt relief, affirmative action, and federal election laws. The court is entering its last week of the summer session with 10 cases pending. They also include a case over First Amendment rights versus LGBTQ rights out of Colorado, where Designer argues a state law requiring her to serve LGBTQ customers violates her religious beliefs. The justices could announce at any time whether they'll take up several high-profile cases, including racial discrimination, guns, and qualified immunity. Decisions are expected at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Biden administration says it has no plans in getting involved in internal Russian matters. That's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters yesterday following the Wagner Group's armed rebellion against Russia. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, again, grateful for Carrie Lake coming on the show in the first hour to talk about her new book, Unafraid, just getting started. You know, for people that may have thought, with all the, you know, the fussing and everything that's been going on, and it's more than fussing. I mean, this is very serious what's happened in Arizona in her race for governor and how things, have been manipulated. I mean, there's clear violation, election violations here. And for her to take on that task, not necessarily, I don't sense that it's for herself as much as it is for the country. You know, we've had, this increase in voter fraud. It's like, when is enough enough? Al Parada joins us now, managing editor of stream.org. Al Parada, how are you, sir?
Well, if I'm following Carrie Lake, I'm very afraid.
No, but I mean, that's the question. It begs an answer, doesn't it? It's like, how much more of this voter fraud and manipulation do we have to put up with? I mean, we've spent millions of dollars on January the 6th and this alleged insurrection, quote unquote, in air quotes, and we've spent nothing on figuring out what the heck happened in the 2020 elections. And if you question it, it's like, well, you're an election denier. When it's, well, I know I am, but what are you? Because there's no proof. I mean, you just put out there and just say, oh, well, they continue on with this lie. Well, wait a minute. It's not a lie. It's just a question. You know, can't you just come up and help me understand how, you know, how Joe Biden ended up with 82 million votes? Because when you add up the numbers, there's not enough people in America to do it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Here's the analogy I use. Okay. If you tell me that Taylor Swift sold 100,000 tickets for the Rose Bowl, I'm going to believe you. If you tell me some band that's had a couple hits filled the Rose Bowl with 100,000 people, I'd say, yeah, they maybe did if there's other people on the field and they had fireworks.
Right.
Maybe monster trucks in the parking lot or something crazy. You tell me some hack who can't even cut it as a band at a Holiday Inn in the middle of nowhere filled you know, the Rose Bowl, I'm going to be very suspicious.
Yes.
They gave away a bunch of, you know, 90,000 tickets.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what it is. It's the suspicion that something stunk in the fact that even for their own sake, for Joe Biden's own sake, to not go full out, confirm that everything's okay, is itself suspicious. Because it would work in his advantage to say, look, let's just check it all out, kick the tires, do the whole nine yards. So everybody feels comfortable that this was legit, as opposed to the discomfort.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're fighting every way, and you're a traitor, and you're a threat to democracy just for asking a question?
Yeah.
Come on.
But what about Joe Biden's life would give you any indication that he's at all interested in the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but? I mean, his life has been replete with all sorts of deceptions, you know, sadly. And I feel for Joe Biden. I feel for the people that he's represented in Delaware all these years. I feel sorry for us, we the people, who you know, he's been our representative as vice president, now president of the United States. And now what is being revealed is that, you know, he sold our government. He sold his office. I mean, that seems to be quite clear. You know, just even with this evidence that's come out that we've known for a number of years, Al Parada, and, you know, if there was anything close to that on Donald Trump, my goodness, it would be nonstop 24/7, you know, running Donald Trump on a rail out of town.
Yeah, pretty much anybody else. It's not like it's breaking news that Joe Biden is corrupt and used his office to benefit family members. Politico wrote about it. Everybody's been writing about it for decades. Nothing new. This is not a big surprise. Like, you know, so, but now we have it. You have a message from Hunter Biden saying, I'm sitting with my father. Either pay up or we have some people come and break your knees, basically.
Right.
But that's like a mob shakedown, what it was.
Exactly.
And it's being dismissed as like, oh, he was in the throes of addiction.
Yeah. And you don't know that Joe was there, actually. You know, he was so drug addled that he was just envisioning his father sitting next to him, right?
Well, here's the thing. This is the thing that gets me. Marion Barry could run D.C. while a crackhead. Certainly Hunter Biden can run a scam with his father while a crackhead. So this line doesn't even work. The idea that he's on drugs or whatever. And it's garbage. It's absolutely garbage.
Yeah.
And there's no addicts usually, a lot of addicts steal from their father. Not many addicts make millions of dollars for their father. And use that as an excuse. You know, it is so bizarre. That this is the deflection, and this is how serious it is.
Yes.
So trying to turn the story, New York Times did it last week, and The View did it yesterday, this idea that, it's not this real story here is about a father's love.
I know. It's like, stop the spin. I mean, you're killing me. And the thing is, it's interesting, Al, you know, is that, you know, Corinne Jean-Pierre is feeling the heat. I mean, if you've seen the press conferences, the White House press conferences, the media is sensing blood in the water, and they're like sharks coming after her. And, you know, she wants combat pay now, you know, because she's getting bombarded by the media that all of a sudden they woke up and they found out, they discovered their curiosity suddenly. And maybe the reason they did is to save some face, because they're complicit in all this garbage, aren't they?
Oh, obviously, obviously. Or they're looking at the polls. I mean, measurement, scientific measurement of a House Steers scandal is, will be how big the smile is on Gavin Newsom's face.
Yes.
So some people track it. Because the bigger his smile, the closer it is to the fact that the media is about to throw Biden over. But
yes.
You're right. They are starting to go after, I wouldn't want that job, her job, and the fact that she's incompetent at it to begin with makes it mm-hmm. worse. But really, that's not a job you want. Because she has been part of the Biden family, Inc. Mm-hmm. for 30 years or something like that. So she has the real financial stake in the game. And she's mm-hmm. been, you know, does what she's told. And
right.
she has to try to defend this stuff. It's indefensible.
Right. Well, she may end up, you know, after it's all said and done, Al, she may end up being that historic figure, but not not the way that she referred to it the other day, right?
Yeah, you know, like, it'd be more like Baghdad Bob or Rod.
Yes, exactly, right.
Nixon's press secretary, you know. Yeah. No, whatever I said before is no longer operational, and that one is classic lines. What else is called a lie.
Right, right.
So exactly. It's perfect, and they are smelling the blood because you can't deny it. It's mm-hmm. just so obvious and so blatant. And one thing that was interesting about this WhatsApp, you know, basically shakedown of the Chinese businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
Go back a couple weeks to the confidential source memo from about the Ukraine alleged Ukraine bribery scandal. One of mm-hmm. the things that the Burisma CEO was saying was he felt coerced to make the
decision. Yes, right.
So you have a pattern, and it's important to connect. The same patterns are showing up, a bunch of money that gets spread around
mm-hmm.
and for nothing. There's no, you know, you give Trump money, he builds a building. Or, you know,
well, you got something to show for it. But with Biden, you got something like 20 different subsidiaries that the money comes back on. I mean,
if it's not legitimate, why do you need the company? A lot more paperwork. Who wants the paperwork?
This is, I mean, hey, look, if it looks like a duck and talks like a duck, Al, we know what it is, right? And I think that's the American people are figuring this out, and why the mainstream media is running, you know, running for the hills, because they got to cover themselves. Because, like I said, they're complicit in all this mess, and it's become quite obvious that it's what the left does. I mean, if they can hide it and claim plausible deniability, you know, it's kind of okay. But they don't want to be exposed like this. Because when the stink starts coming to their own home, they get nervous, right?
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance.
800-940-5165. 800-940-5165. 800-940-5165. That's 800-940-5165.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. 2nd. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Our favorite barista, and you know why. He's always serving up the morning brew. We've got shakedowns, insurrections, drag queen courses at a school with Christian in its name. When is it going to stop, Al Parada?
Oh, who knows? I mean, they're so committed. The radicals are so committed. Bud Light sponsoring a pride event where naked men were walking down the street in front of children. Bud Light, which is like basically destroying its brand. This is doubling down.
Yeah.
On stupid.
Yeah, so, exactly. I mean, what are they, how much have they lost? Is it like up to $20 billion, $25 billion now or something like that?
Yeah, Hazard Bush, I think, was down, as of the start of the month, they were down like $26, $27 billion.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That would even make Musk and Bezos sweat, $26 billion. But there they are with that parade, yeah.
And just keeping on with the ridiculousness, it's like, wait a minute, talk about a major cleanup amongst their leadership to recapture control, before it's too late. With some of these brands and what they're doing, it's not only that you go woke, you go broke, but you become irrelevant, don't you? At some point?
At some point, you do. Disney, which is...
Yeah.
Disney. I mean, you say it with capital letters and an exclamation point. What are they? This came out that over the last 12 months, they've got like the movie, 8 of their movies have lost a total of $900 million. Disney movies are now, and most of them have some sort of LGBTQ.
Oh yeah, you got to work it in there, even with the element. You know, it's a cartoon. You got to slide a little bit of the deal in. And then on top of that, now you got the Oscars announcement saying, if you want the big trophy, then you better make sure. Here's the boxes to check, and you better make sure you check all the boxes. If you don't,
how do you do that? Again, with where are the unions?
Right.
I'm not sure. Again, like the the craft people behind the making of the films, the crews. They don't want the best people. Unless the directors would want the best people.
Well, of course. They're not going to put up with that stuff.
Yeah.
So now what's going to happen is the idea, remember when we grew up, we had Queen for a Day? So now Queen for a Day is going to take on a whole new definition. Because after all, they're trans and they can do whatever they want in order to check the box. That's okay. I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, he looks like he's cisgender, whatever that means. But he was fluid, and that, you know, for the show, for the movie, while he was on the set, he was fluid. So we get to check that box.
Oh yeah, I guarantee you, just to lighten things up a bit, that there are actors who will pretend to be trans simply to get roles, knowing that
because they act, because that's what they do. They act. Actors act.
Actors. Believe it. I mean, it's like whatever it is, they want it to be. But yeah, for example, if you're like my wife was an actress in like her 30s or 40s at the time, you know, white actress, supporting role, going for a supporting role. They would. She's at a disadvantage because that was a place, that was a role. That could, you know, if it's some police officer walking, you know, I mean, two or three lines, that's where they would put a person of color.
Yes.
Because that was a way to fill out the box without anybody noticing that you didn't get a major role to a person of color. It's a scam. It's all a scam.
Yeah.
So they'll scan the system some way or another to make your film the way you make your film. But it's ludicrous. It is absolutely ludicrous. And you're right. There's an irrelevancy that comes along when you start like that. Is Disney Studios going to be relevant? Now, they're in trouble because if they've been woke, it takes a few years to get films, you know, from development onto the screens.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to, you know, even if they wanted to change their mind tomorrow and get smart, it's still going to take a couple of years, and they're losing a couple $1 billion in the process.
I'll tell you, if they remake Bambi, and if they remake Bambi and Bambi Begins a Goat, I'm out of here. I mean, that's enough.
Yeah,
I mean, I have standards here.
The princess. I mean, who knows what they'll do?
Yeah, but, exactly.
You know, whether, like you said, it'll be relevant. Will the studio, will Angel Studios become, you know, the big man on campus? You know,
well,
but people
look what they're doing, the product they're doing. I mean, you got, you know, Jim Caviezel's new movie, which is coming out of Angel Studio, powerful movie.
And if I may interrupt, I got to say, just put up, I think it's just one, 8 o'clock in the morning, an interview. John Zemirak interviewed Caviezel about the film.
Right.
Just up on the stream, stream.org. Right. Go check it out.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, powerful film. Powerful film.
Yeah, we're talking with Jim a little bit later on this morning as well, so looking forward to that. But, you know, it is a powerful movie. I got to make fun of him, though, because in the movie, his hair is a little bit different. You know, it's kind of colored, so I got to tease him a little bit, you know, just for fun.
Besides being a brilliant actor, he's all in. He's all in.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about bravery. Mm-hmm. There's a brave guy. He's like talking to the IRS whistleblower.
Yeah.
How about an actor in Hollywood who, you know, does what Caviezel's done?
Yeah. Yeah, he goes from playing Jesus to, you know, in these faith-based films and honoring his family, you know, and his marriage and that. It's like, you know, that's somehow is, you know, that's a non sequitur in Hollywood, you know.
He really played Jesus in a historic performance and all that, but it cost him. In Hollywood, because he was an A-lister, basically. He was one of those guys, you know, one of those leading men. And a lot of stuff dried up. A lot of opportunities dried up.
Yeah, exactly.
Brave time.
Well, Al, let's talk about these the courses at these school with Christian in its name. What is going on? I mean,
oh my God. Texas.
I was talking with Zemirak the other day too, and we're talking about rainbow flags on the doors of churches. This is like insane.
Yeah, and when you consider what the rainbow sign, you know, Genesis,
right?
For a church to do that is whoa.
Yeah. I guess all of a sudden they determined that the blood of Jesus on the doorways is not enough. Now you must have the blood of Jesus on the doorway of the churches along with the trans flag, right? Is this how nuts we've gotten?
It is how nuts it is. And I have a school, the TCU, having a course in, I think it's called the Queer Art of Drag.
Yes.
And it, I mean, really, and the students have to, you know, have to take on a drag, create a drag persona, and they have to perform.
Is this a mandatory course?
Oh, no, I got mandatory, but still, that part of it is mandatory.
That's probably coming soon. If that's only mandatory, if you're in the military, it's mandatory, but not yet at the Christian schools yet, right?
That's right. It will be. I mean, probably you're right. If things don't start up, you'll have to create, to graduate, you'll have to have a drag persona. But you may get to choose which one comes across the stage to get the diploma. But you have to create one in order to graduate.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's already tough enough. They don't want conservatives talking at commencement, ceremonies. Man, they start doing that and forget it. I mean, the only time you're going to see a commencement speech from a conservative is on a TikTok or, a YouTube segment or something. There's no way that a conservative is going to be allowed anywhere close to the building in those ceremonies, right?
Yeah, or if some kid goes off script, they'll see him dragged off,
Yeah, bring the old vaudevillian hooks out and just drag them right off the stage, kicking and screaming. Unbelievable.
Like that kid a few weeks ago who was asked what advice you'd give to, younger classmates. There was something like, there are only two sexes. And they banned him from graduation.
I know. Okay.
I don't want that kid at my school just for having the guts to do that. I think I want him in my. I'd recruit him for my college.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you just sit there. You love the courage. And guess what? I think that this is the mood. I think there's a change. We see it in the press. We're starting to see it in the culture. Where, oh my God, there's a return to courage here. This could be a very positive thing, Al Parada, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I did also want to give you a chance. We've got a couple minutes left here to comment on. I wrote an open letter to the president last week, and you kind of did a little commentary, a little advice and counsel to the former president, number 45. Whether or not he'll listen, only time will tell. Chances are probably not. But he just can't help himself. And you say you have the right, no duty, you say, to remain silent. And when it comes to punching down, whoa, how about looking up, right? Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, because it was Trump, somehow, again, is this the way he was built or something? Mm-hmm. He kind of sees the big things and little things are kind of seen in the same way. He treats them the same way. So a little petty slight gets treated the same way as a threat to democracy. And again, maybe that's the way he survives being attacked every day. And maybe it's from years in the New York real estate. It's just the way you're doing it. And you can't do it, though, because it diminishes the seriousness of the moment. If you're spending time taking a shot, kiss, kiss, back. Who cares? Not important right now. The FBI might be raiding my house tomorrow. I need to be concentrating on that. Not Chris Christie's wave. Not just he's sanctimonious. Santa's fucking targeted just like you. You're fighting for him as hard as you are for yourself in a way. And these other people. It minimizes the moment. And the moment is too serious.
Well, and it takes away, like you say, it takes away from the real mission. What are you doing? You're spending endless time with Bret Baier defending yourself. That Bret Baier's already said what he feels. He believes fact that everything was legit. Move on. Let's talk about what's next, right? Al Parada, thank you.
Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.